Married to the Republican Party. That's Roman numeral 3 on your curriculum. This new coalition that Weyrich envisioned started to emerge by the late 1970s. New organizations were founded, such as the Moral Majority, Christian Roundtable, Christian Embassy, Christian Voice. The Moral Majority, founded in 1979 by Jerry Falwell. And the stated goal is that Falwell wanted to organize Christians on a national level to fight national sins through politics. So the first major election the Moral Majority became involved in is the election of Ronald Reagan, 1980, and then again in 1984. And though President Carter, and you kind of, well, what happened to him? Carter was a Sunday school teacher, Southern Baptist, evangelical, Christian. He had all the credentials that the movement would have wanted. Reagan had none of these. So it should, that right there, that should be a key. So what did Reagan have to offer in 1979 when they started campaigning for him? He made evangelicals feel important. Carter had failed to do this. Carter had really failed to court evangelicals from in his presidency. So evangelicals were a little weren't all that excited about Carter, but Reagan made them feel very important. You know, he famously said, "I know you guys can't endorse me, but I endorse you," whatever that means. But Reagan seemed to take evangelicals seriously, and he knew how to say what they wanted to hear. So they got behind him very, very strongly, unlike they had ever done for really any other candidate in that way. Ed Dobson, though, you know, you look at, but what did Reagan really get accomplished for evangelicals? And the answer is nothing. This isn't to say that Reagan was a bad president. This isn't to say, you know, anything like that. It's just the fact of the matter is that nothing really ended up being accomplished by in terms of the evangelical agenda. Ed Dobson would later say, and he was in the Moral Majority, that Reagan ultimately did nothing in terms of our long-term agendas, and especially the issue of human life. Robertson and Falwell loyally supported Reagan. I mean, loyally. They never broke ranks with him, especially Falwell. Weyrich, the Heritage Foundation, explained that, but what did they get? Meaningless access to the president. Meaningless access. The Christian right had nothing to boast of by 1988. And the moral majority faded in the late 1980s. Pat Robertson, however, was still ascending and was so angry at Reagan and so angry at the Republican Party, he decided he's going to run for president in 1988. Well, the Christian Coalition, he founded that in 1989. And the idea of the Christian Coalition is that America can be reclaimed if just enough Christians vote. If we get enough Christians voting, enough voter guides out there, voter drives, we get them to vote, and we target certain elections, and we can change America at the voting booth. So Robertson called upon Ralph Reed, who was a very young man at the time, but called upon Ralph Reed. And Reed was not a pastor. Unlike evangelical leaders throughout history, now evangelicals are starting to turn to non-theologians and non-pastors to lead the movement. Reed severed evangelicalism from all biblical language in order to build a pro-family coalition. You see, we can't agree on, well, the Trinity, because that would exclude Mormons, and we can't agree on the substitutionary atonement of Jesus Christ, because that would exclude Catholics, and we can't agree upon issues dealing with the Holy Spirit, that might exclude Pentecostals, and so Reed's philosophy was just that. Well, we got to get away from all of that language, and we need to start talking about a pro-family coalition, because, hey, everybody, if you're a moral conservative, this is something we all can get behind. And so the Christian Coalition was flush with money through the early 90s and helped elect numerous Republicans. But the great irony in all of this is that the culture wars of the 90s were still being lost. America wasn't being reclaimed in any sense of the word. However you want to look at this, no matter however you want to slice it, America was not getting better in any sense of the word. The only thing that the Christian Coalition succeeded in securing is the nomination of Clarence Thomas in 1991. But other than that, there really were no major accomplishments of the entire thing. So we get now into the years of Bill Clinton, the disillusioned and the determined, referring to types of evangelicals by this time. Paul Weyrich declared the religious right a complete failure in the late 1990s. Gary Bauer, the Family Research Council, said there's virtually nothing to show for an 18-year commitment to the Republican Party. I mean, that's a staggering admission, because that's 18 years of walking lockstep with the party, billions of dollars being from evangelicals that could have gone to churches and ministries and missions, but billions of dollars being poured into the political arena, hundreds of millions of man hours all over the country, 18 years, and there's virtually nothing to show. Absolutely staggering. Cal Thomas, who was the former vice president of the Moral Majority, he wrote a book called Blinded by Might with Ed Dobson, and he says, evangelicals, we've confused political power with God's power. And he says, you know what Cal Thomas says, what the Christian right has succeeded in doing is only in alienating unbelievers. Basically, the mission that God has given to the church, not only have we abandoned that mission, we've undermined that mission. But nonetheless, you've got others like James Dobson in the late 90s who said, no, we need to try harder. You know, it's kind of like a socialism and the thinking that goes with socialism that we need it to, that the reason it hasn't worked in the past is because we didn't do it big enough. Well, you have some like Cal Thomas who say, you know what we're doing just isn't working and it's not even biblical. You have others like James Dobson saying, yeah, we need to go bigger. We need to do something more. We need to try harder. At what point do you say this is not the right strategy? Well, Focus on the Family was Dobson's organization, and he took a new strategy in the late 1990s. Dobson was sort of a no-compromise kind of leader who was an unyielding hardliner who excoriated Republicans by name. When he first burst upon the scene, in this context, he called a private meeting with Republicans, Republican congressmen. Congressman Dick Armey was there, Newt Gingrich, a number of other of your stalwart conservative Republicans were there at the time. And he just excoriated them, insulted them, and saying, basically, if you're going to take our money, you owe us. His tactics were bullying. He's threatening. And the idea is just that we put you here and we'll take you out. So that's how Dobson dealt with the political arena. Quoted scripture. He mentioned God, but he always kept it vague. Again, this is the legacy of like the Christian Coalition that started to go down that path. That, you know, we're not going to talk about God. Not going to, or if we talk about God, keep it vague. Talk about civic religion, not biblical religion. You have no biblical foundation at that point. Well, the initial success of Dobson's strategy was obvious because President Bush filled vacancies with evangelicals. Bush created the Office of Faith-Based Initiatives. He reinstated the Mexico City policy, which defunded abortion overseas, and the National Day of Prayer. But the results, you know, it's the same thing I've been saying all along, that it still was a failure. Political victories, just as before, but the Christian right still watched American culture sliding. Absolutely no results on the bigger scope of things. There was a backlash to the politicization of Christianity. And with Bush being so tight with evangelicals and vice versa, Bush's popularity transferred to them. And you soon had the rise of an evangelical left that's saying, we don't want to be anything like James Dobson. We don't want to be anything like Jerry Falwell or Pat Robertson. We need a different, a new kind of new evangelical, so to speak. The evangelical left arose, and leaders like Jim Wallace of Sojourners would be an example of that. These weren't necessarily evangelical, these weren't necessarily theological liberals. By that I mean these are people who did believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. At least some of them did. But they looked at this and said, you know, is abortion the only issue the Bible talks about? Is homosexuality the only issue that the only other issue the Bible talks about? The evangelical left said, what about poverty? What about immigration? What about child abuse? What about, they're saying what about to a lot of these things that, well, the Bible does say some things about that. And with that, they were more than willing to help elect President Barack Obama. Dobson said in 2009 in his retirement speech, he said, we tried to defend the unborn, the dignity of the family, but it was a holding action. We are awash in evil. And the battle is still to be waged, but right now we're in the most discouraging period of that long conflict. Humanly speaking, we can say we have lost all those battles. Another staggering admission from the Christian right. You've tried the same thing over and over and over, and we just need to put more money in it, more people, more hours, more time, more. And you're still, and at the end, all you can say is we've lost. We've lost. You might win some political victories here and there, but in the end, America is not changing.